Okay, with that, I'd like to start with our plan. I've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 bullets here, which essentially cover the majority of the agreement that we've come to, keeping in mind that there is still a lot of finite details that we need to work out, but this truly was the biggest hurdle to get to this point, and I believe from here the work will continue. Starting with, we've agreed that there would be the establishment of a Board of Corrections, that this Board of Corrections, the composition of which would have representation county representatives and state representatives on an equal playing field, and that a majority of this representation would be composed of some high-level critical thinkers is I think the term that was used over and over throughout our discussions, and that these individuals would not have fiscal interest in either the state or the county system, and that they would look at the system objectively and make decisions that were best for the state rather than the best for any individual entity. This Board of Corrections would be appointed by the governor, would be confirmed through criminal justice, and would report to the Criminal Justice Committee to you folks here. Their duties would involve examining certification to go over certifications of needs throughout the state for any new construction, any capital improvements, expansions, regional efforts. One of the things that both of our plans clearly agreed on is that better utilization of our space now could forego any need for future construction, and that this board would review any needs for future construction, certify those needs before anything would happen, and that this board would make those decisions based on what is best for the system as a whole rather than one individual venue. The board would serve as a similar to, I guess, a BRAC commission, which would review all of the existing facilities, make determinations on any change of mission, any downsizing, any elimination. It would also make decisions on where specialization could occur, for example, mental health beds, specialty needs. They would also review pretrial post-conviction services. They would review community corrections services throughout the state. They would also manage the funds, which we'll come to in a minute. They will manage reinvestment of those funds into program needs of the state, as well as property tax relief to municipalities. What have I missed on the board, gentlemen?
Well, I think part of it is that as we work together with this board, I think one of the most important things would be to look, as you said, to be a BRAC, like to look at facility use, and if there are savings to what's very important is that we redirect as much of that as we can to the system to improve outcomes with mental health and women's programs and substance abuse. I think another thing is that what we presented to the board is looking at medical contracts and looking at purchasing to try to find if there are economies through a joint purchasing. And in some cases there clearly won't be. In some cases a medical contract was better to be on its own, but to look at those, to try to look at efficiencies like that as part of a process. As you said, I think they would look at looking at uniform practices and policies and try as much as possible to have uniform pretrial reentry revocation services for the system.
We had talked, obviously both of our plans, the state and the county's plans, had a very similar board or authority or management, and we felt that that was a component that both of our plans, it was imperative that continue, and that the management of these particular things needs to continue in a very thoughtful process, that each individual situation is examined to make sure that what's being done is for the benefit, number one, of the system, but also to make sure that any analysis for change in missions, closures, specialization, that it's done with fiscal foresight for the whole system and done as, again, in a very thoughtful process to make sure that it's being done for all the right reasons and for future benefit of the system. We have agreed in principle that, again, mental health units, management of specialization units, these types of things, those decisions will be made by the board. We've agreed in principle that we have some unique positions out there, unique situations. We understand that Somerset certainly is in a unique position out there. We recognize that there's some differences between the larger facilities and the smaller facilities. And ultimately what we agreed on is that throughout this process, nobody gets hurt. We want to be very careful that we actually get savings out there, property tax relief, and efficiencies in the system, and we don't feel we can do that by sacrificing any one place against the other, whether that's state, county, or counties amongst themselves. Leveling a playing field and making sure that there is no harm anywhere in the system was very important to us.